Hi, Salvador, it's Dale. Hey there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. So, what's going on today? What would you like to work on? You want to work on those exercises we discussed, or?
We're doing good.
Okay. Are you in a comfortable place?
Yes, I'm actually in bed. Almost.
Okay. All right. Okay. I guess. And I don't know how much you've done exercise or a lesson six with the connection exercises, but that's
They want to look in the walls and stuff.
no, that's good too. That'll help break up, get her off of you. But I think also
The
we'll go through it. I mean, it's one of the best. I mean, I use it all the time, like when I'm working with clients or other people. What we tend to do is actually identify with people. We pick up on their energy. And it's like this. I had a client a few years back, and I was working with them, and the session was done, and I walked away. It was an in-person client, and my shoulder started hurting. And I couldn't figure out what that was. I talked to him later, and he said he had an injury from, he was a soldier. He had an injury, and in his shoulder. Why, it took me about a month to get it off of me using different exercises, but it actually, his injury went away. He didn't have pain anymore, and I stole it from him basically. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we pick up stuff like that, especially if there's, intimacy or sex, it's like you're locked into somebody, and you get a physical readout in your own body. It's like when she's depressed, you feel depressed. When she's anxious, you feel anxious.
I've been doing that, looking at the wall and moving her to the in the room,
Yeah.
the
The
how you
visual
say that.
control exercise. Yeah, that's very good. That's very helpful.
I've been doing actually when I was flying over here, it 4 hour flight.
Right. Good. Good. So this is another exercise. Again, I mean, you're nice and comfortable. I mean, for that specific purpose, there's like three or four good exercises that I use that I recommend to people to really get somebody off of you where they're not coming into your space anymore, where you're not picking up on their garbage, where you're not tracking them, where your mind isn't, focused on them and psychically, picking up stuff, So we'll just go ahead and jump right in, Salvador. I want you to close your eyes, get yourself nice and comfortable. And what I want you to do right now is imagine being behind her face. In her body, and it's a little
Oh, yes, I
strange.
mean.
It's a different exercise. It's strange. It's a little odd. It's a little strange, but just work with me here. Imagine being behind her face, behind her facial structure, in her body, in the present time, right now. Maybe looking down and seeing her hands. Just imagine. It starts off with imagination. Just imagine what it would look, how it would feel being inside her body, behind her face, her facial structure, feeling the way that she does right now. And just kind of focus in on that. Just do the best you can, kind of focus in on that for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now I want you to be behind your face and your body. Behind your facial structure in the room that you're in right now, I want you to move your attention to being you again. Okay? All right. You with me, Salvador?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now I want you to again be behind her face and her body, going the way that she does right now. Just imagine what it would, if you had to make something up, what would it be? Okay, I look down, I see my hands with the fingernail polish. I, look down, I have breasts, I'm skinny. I, just imagine what it would feel like, what it would be like to be in her body right now, feeling the way that she does. Okay, maybe I'm depressed. Okay. All right. Now come back to being yourself behind your facial structure and your body, you know, with your hands and in the room that you're in. Okay. All right. Now let's go back to being her 2 weeks ago. Just pick a random time. Maybe she was at work, or maybe she was at home, depressed, something like that, sitting up, walking, whatever. Just imagine being behind her face and her body feeling the way that she did 2 weeks ago. Just imagine it as if it's happening right now, that you're in her body at that moment. Just pick a random moment. I'll give you just a moment to do that.
Through the night that she was calling my office.
That's fine. That's fine. You can put yourself in her body. You know, she's got her hand on the phone, feeling the way that she did, all freaked out and resentful, but in love with you at the same time. Just imagine being behind her face, behind her facial structure. Okay. Just kind of soak in that for a moment. Okay. Now come back to being yourself in your own body, behind your own face, in the room that you're in. Okay. All right, now I want you to go back to being her a year ago. Just pick a random time, a year ago. Maybe she was, you know, I guess maybe she was still with you or right around that time. Imagine, okay, she's sitting on your couch. You know, imagine being behind her face, maybe even looking over and seeing you there, you know, behind her face and her body feeling the way that she did a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Just put yourself there for just a moment. Okay. Now come back to being yourself right now in your body, in the room that you're in, behind your face. Okay. All right. Now let's go back to being her about, you know, about 5 years ago, maybe before the two of you really met or were together or whatever. She maybe was working somewhere doing something. Just pick a random moment out. Just make something up. Just imagine being behind her face and her body 5 years ago, a random moment throughout the day. Just make something up.
Okay.
Okay. Now come back to being yourself in your own body, behind your own face right now. Okay. Now let's go back to being her. Imagine being her maybe when she was in like you know, a young lady, like 18, 19, maybe she was in college and classes or something. Imagine her maybe sitting in school, taking notes. Just imagine being behind her body and her face, feeling the way that she did at that moment. Just make something up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now come back to being yourself in your own body, behind your own face. Okay. Now let's go back to being her. Imagine being her like her 10th birthday party. Maybe her family's there. She's getting a cake, whatever. 10th birthday party. Maybe she's not happy because she doesn't get along with the family, whatever. Just imagine being there in her body and her face, 10 years old. And just say okay as soon as you got it.
That one is an easy one because I have a picture of her in that age.
Okay, good. Okay. So you just make something up. Put yourself there. Okay. All right. Now come back to being yourself in your own body, behind your own facial structure right now. Okay. Now imagine being her when she was, you know, like 2 years old, you know, just learning how to walk. Just go with me here. Just put yourself there. Imagine her as a little, you know, the little thing. Imagine being behind her body and her face, probably a little chubbier. Okay. Now come back to being yourself in your own body right now. Okay. Now, imagine being her, a year from now. Just pick a random moment. Maybe she's at work or sitting by herself at home. Just imagine being in her body, feeling the way that she will a year from now, as if it's happening right now. Okay? Just make something up. All right, now come back to being yourself and your body right now, behind your face. Okay, now imagine her 5 years from now. Just pick a random moment, 5 years from now. Maybe she's watching TV or sitting alone or at work or in a car 5 years from now, just behind her face and her body, feeling the way that she does. Okay? All right, now come back to being your own self and your own body behind your own face. You still with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now imagine being her on her deathbed, laying there sick, about to die, feeling the way that she does behind her face and her body. Okay. All right. Now come back to being yourself and your body behind your face, feeling the way, you know, where you are right now in the room that you're in. Now I'm going to jump around randomly. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Just do the best you can to keep up with me. Just make something up. Each time I ask you to jump in her body, just make something up, okay? All right, now let's go back to the first time she ever had a kiss with anybody. Just imagine being in behind her face and her body feeling the way that she did. First time she ever had a kiss. Just make something up. Okay, now come back to being yourself. Okay. Go back to a time when she was watching a movie in a movie theater, being her face behind her face and her body. Okay, come back to being yourself. Okay, let's go back to a time where she was really sick, like had the cold or the flu or something. Laying in bed. All right, come back to being yourself. Okay, let's go back to being her at times she was riding a bicycle. Just make something up. Okay, come back to being yourself and your body behind your face. Okay. Go back to a time where she was really happy, like joyful about something. Maybe felt good in life. Imagine being behind her face and her body feeling the way she did. Okay, come back to being yourself. Okay. Imagine her a time, jumping her body a time when she was really angry. Maybe you were involved, maybe you weren't.
I've seen that.
So you're behind her face, feeling the way she does, time she was really angry. Okay, now come back to being yourself. Okay, be her a time when she was in love. Just a moment. Okay. All right, now come back to being yourself. All right, now, and again, pay attention to how you feel when you're yourself, and then how you feel when you're her. Like if there's any shift, if there's any difference, you know, pay attention to that difference. Okay, now, be her a time when she was swimming. Okay, all right. Now be yourself. Be her a time when she was just woke up and was ready to get up and go throughout the day. All right, now be yourself. Be her time she was jealous of somebody. Jealous of somebody. Just make something up. Just pick a time. Jump in her body behind her face.
I've seen that already.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be a time that you remember. I mean, these are just, I mean, we're not talking about memories. Just you just want to make something up. Jump in there. Okay.
But I'm lazy. I'm lazy. It makes it easier if I do that.
I'm lazy too, but I'd rather get people off of me than carry them around inside of me, you know. So I sell myself on the pain doing these exercises all the time. You know. Okay, so let's go back to being yourself behind your own body. Okay. Now let's imagine a time when she was being sneaky. Right? Just imagine being in her body behind her face, the time that she was being sneaky. Okay. Okay. Come back to being yourself in your own body. Okay. Now imagine being her a time when she felt a sense of loss, like grief. Okay. All right, now come back to being yourself in your own body. Okay, now imagine a time when she saw an old friend that she hadn't seen in a while and was happy to see him. Okay, come back to being yourself in your body right now. Okay, now imagine a time when she was tired and didn't want to do something, lazy. Okay, come back to being yourself in your own body. Okay, imagine her a time she was sexually stimulated. Be in her body, behind her face, feeling that way. Okay, come back to being yourself right now in your own body. Okay, go back to a time where you felt, where she felt, you know, a sense of peace, like she was peaceful. Just imagine being behind her face and her body. You still with me? Okay. Okay. All right, come back to being yourself in your own body. Okay, go back to her, a random moment when she felt intense fear, when she was fearful of something, anything, doesn't matter. Okay, all right, now come back to being yourself in your own body. Okay, and we're going to speed it up a little bit. What I want you to do, again, you're in your own body, behind your own face. Now I want you to imagine in present time, wherever she is, imagine being her in her body, behind her face, feeling the way that she does right now, wherever she is. Okay, now come back to being yourself. And let's go back to her to present time. Yourself. Her present time. Yourself. Let's do the best you can to keep up with me. Her present time. Yourself. Her present time. Yourself. Her present time. Yourself. Her present time. Yourself. Her present time. You. Her. You. Her. You. Her. You. Her. All right, now for let's come back to being yourself in your own body. Now again, just for a couple moments, I want you to go back. See, you know, as soon as you touch inside of her, as soon as you hit that moment where your attention is inside of her, I want you to switch back to being yourself. So you, her, you, her, you, her. Work on speeding it up. Work on getting it up at a high speed, like you, her, you, her, you, her, you, her. Like you're jumping back and forth. You're jumping back and forth. Go ahead and do that for a few moments, and I'll let you know to stop, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Salvador, come back to being yourself in your own body. Happy, healthy, feeling good, behind your own face, in your own body, behind your own facial structure. Open your eyes, bring your attention back into the room. How are you doing?
Doing good, actually. Very good.
Good. Yeah, see, again, that's a powerful exercise for getting somebody off of you, for getting somebody, you know, not just thinking-wise, but even on a metaphysical level. And put it this way, I can focus on somebody. I can see, you know, we call them valences, or like, you know, like an overlay. You know, it's like I'll look at a woman and you know, using perception, I can see, like, if she's identified with her father or maybe her boyfriend, I can see that overlay. I'll see a guy with a beard on top of her face. It's pretty wild. But most people are identified with several different people. And being when you're identified with somebody, you tend to think the way they do. You tend to feel their emotions. You're like locked into them psychically. This exercise helps break that link. So you're not tracking them. So you're not wearing them. So you're not connected to them. It's a powerful exercise. I use it all the time, almost every day. And I'll do it sometimes just I'll focus on somebody at a fast, you know, just like in present time, jump back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that high speed is what breaks it off. The more advanced, you know, what was that?
The hold.
Yeah.
That breaks the hold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do it with my clients too, especially if somebody's got a lot of sticky energy. I don't want to walk away when I see a client in person or get off the phone with somebody. I don't want to walk away and carry all their trauma and their problems and their pain inside of me. You know, I don't want to carry that stuff around. So no offense, but I got to get it off of me. So I break off that connection and, you know, go about my day. But also, you know, even if you're in a business meeting or you're hanging out with a friend, you'll notice that you start laughing like them and kind of thinking like them and feeling their energy. And some people have a stronger energy than others. It's like you pick up on it. You start feeling that way in your own body. It's not a bad idea to get that person off of you when you're away from them. And to, you know, a more advanced level of that exercise is, we show you how to do this later. It's really good for helping people. But you can jump behind somebody's eyes and actually influence their emotions from that perspective. You can implant emotions or thoughts or, I mean, I'll use it sometimes to help people. Sometimes, you know, I'm a little mischievous. Like the other day, Salvador, I was out to eat and the waiter came up. I was with my wife. The waiter came up and he started talking about himself and his problems. God. Hey, that's all right, you know, but I'm trying to enjoy my meal with my wife. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I jumped behind his eyes and gave him an urge to go to the bathroom. Guess what? Next thing you know, bam, he's gone. Off to the bathroom. Now, is that such an evil thing to do? Not necessarily. You know, he shouldn't have been trying to dump his pain on my wife and I when we were trying to eat our nice dinner, you know? So, I mean, you can, most people have no control over themselves. You can influence people on those levels. Now, I'd be careful, you know, usually it's really good to do that, like, to help people, if, you know, for good purposes. If you use that ability to, like, for your own gain, like, to, you know, manipulate people. Say, for example, you were... you jump behind Juilliard's eyes and held your attention there and then started putting emotions there. I love Salvador. I'm going to call Salvador now. You know, I mean, the stuff actually works, but that's like there's ethics involved. That's not probably to manipulate somebody on that level. Well, one, you'll learn about karma pretty quick. Is that stuff will generally come back to bite you. But also, it's like the golden rule. Would you want somebody doing that? Would you want an ex-girlfriend of yours jumping behind your face and controlling you like that if you didn't really deserve it? You know.
You know, I'm a little bit at loss with this exercise. In the sense
okay.
Yeah. We might have to repeat it later. I am
okay.
Sort of going to grasp the whole thing. I'm gonna is that chapter six?
Yeah, it's lesson six. The big thing that you want to focus on. It's actually really simple. Don't worry. I was just talking about the control element of influencing people. Don't even worry about that part. That's later. Lesson six, Salvador. What you're doing is you're going back and forth between being her and being you. You, her. You, her. You, her. That's all you're doing. Behind her face, behind your face. Do that maybe, you know, if you want, 10, 15 minutes a day, even a couple times a day. And what that'll do is it'll, going back and forth at that high speed, it'll break off the connection to where, like, if she's depressed, you won't feel depressed. If she's angry, you won't feel angry. You know, if she hurts her knee, yeah. You won't feel the pain in your own body. You know, you won't be tracking her. So you do it 10, 15 minutes, a couple times a day, or even once a day, or even three or four times a week, whatever you want to do, is you be her, be yourself, be her, be yourself, be her, be yourself. You go back and forth. And a lot of times you'll feel like a shift when you're her, and then coming back to being yourself, you'll feel like an energy shift. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I did. I did that. I did
yeah.
That.
Yeah. It's like you feel that shift. It's like you're, and basically you're, you know, removing her energy out of your life, off of you. You're disconnecting her energy from you. You're getting it off of you to where there, you know, it's not Salvador and Juilliard. It's just Salvador. And you know, you basically, you're cleansing yourself. You're breaking off that connection. I mean, it's a real simple exercise. Don't worry about the stuff I said about controlling people and influencing people. That's later on. I was just telling you that to show you how powerful and intense the exercise is on a deeper level, what you can do with it. But don't worry about that part, because you called me specifically about getting her off of you, where you're not tracking, where you're not waking up and feeling all that stuff. If you want to feel some of it, that's great. But for it to be messing with you throughout the day, that's not necessary. It's not practical. There's no purpose in it.
Talking about that, can you check on her? Because I haven't felt nothing, so I want to know, to collaborate with whatever you find, see if it's what I have in my mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Today was, I think, the exercise from yesterday helped a lot.
Yeah, the curiosity, I don't care. Curiosity, I don't care. That's a good one, because it pulls your, it's another thing that pulls your attention back, where you don't have like your psychic feelers out on her, picking up everything that she's doing. You know?
Can you check what you're doing?
Sure, sure. Let me shift gears and kind of focus in here just a moment. Just give me just a moment. Well, again, since she's, as I scan through where she is psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, I mean, she's still focused on you, you know. And again, I mean, I mentioned some of that yesterday. There's a part of her that cares, is connected, but then also she resents it and she wants to get back at you. Now, and I do get a sense of maybe some of that occurring still, but when I say get back at you, it's almost like she wants to annoy you or anger you, but not to the point where she's willing to do anything crazy at this, you know, at this level. That could change, but I don't get a sense that she wants to, you know, do anything radical that's going to put her at risk. She doesn't want to lose the freedom that she has in her life right now.
Well,
you know,
she's on parole. She's on supervised probation.
Right.
She's already.
Right.
But I'm going to be thinking about the state of mind. You know, see, because I've been flat today, like relaxed. You know what I'm talking about? It looks flat. There's nothing like yesterday. Yesterday was a terrible day.
Right.
And see what you see today on that sense.
I mean, her state today, as I track back yesterday, feels about the same. I mean, she's maybe backed off a little bit, but it's about the same. I don't get a sense of any major change within her. I think, I'm telling you, man, these exercises, you know, I mean, you become your own researcher. You decide for yourself. But I'm telling you, I think that exercise we did last night, the curiosity, I don't care, it pulls your attention back, and it does it right away. And sometimes it takes a little bit of practice to build up that skill, but it gets your attention off of it. It breaks it up. It's a pattern breaker. It's like you retract. You pull your energy back.
Yeah,
so that's
what happened.
Yeah, so she's still at the same place. She's still at the same place she was yesterday. You're just not, you know, picking up, you know, you're not sucking everything into you. You know, and that doesn't really ever serve a purpose anyway. You know, I mean, I know you want to get the big stuff, and we talked about, and I got the recording. I'll get that to you about how to, you know, you get the big stuff, but not all the emotions and all that kind of stuff. Like if she's planning on doing something nasty, then you can open yourself up to that. but you don't have to get all the and two, I mean, if you want to spy on her psychically, you can do that. I mean, there's nothing stopping you. We cover that in lesson three. You know, putting, you know, you start off by putting lots of points out. Like you put a, you know, I'll take a point and put it like, you know, in the corner.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I was talking about viewing. Is it that, you know, that's the way you can keep tabs on her. You can check on her without feeling everything and wearing it around through you, you know, throughout the day and it keeping you from sleeping at night. I mean, I use a lot of remote viewing. The CIA, the FBI, the military, they did a lot of research on remote viewing where you, you know.
The first time I heard about that was a friend of mine who used to be a Mossad agent talked to me about it.
Yeah. And you know, again, I mean, most of my training, a lot of it comes from a military intelligence project with the Air Force. One of my teachers actually ran that whole project and showed soldiers how to use that type of perception. And that was more with the Russians, with the Cold War. But we show you how to do that. It's in lesson three as a start, you know, but you basically get good at putting a point of perception out. Like you put it in the corner of the room, you look down at yourself, next corner, next corner, next corner. You take that point, you know, almost like a security camera or, a little insect. You take that point, you can put it, you can put it in her house. You can check in on her, you know, see what's going on. And I've, you know, tested myself over and over with that. I mean, I got to the point, I haven't done a lot of that recently, but I can go into somebody's house and tell them what pattern their wallpaper is. It's not hard to do. And, it's really not that hard to do, but that's an idea for, you know, if you develop that skill, you can just go in and look around and get out and come back to being yourself. You don't have to keep feeling all that stuff. And I can work with you on that level too. I mean, it's not a difficult.
That's my point that I wanted to, because I don't want to be in my house there waiting. You know what I mean? I like to be at home. I'm a very homebody.
Right.
And I don't want to be there just, you know, with the gun next to my chair there, you know, waiting for her to show up, you know what I mean, or something like that. Or she has now this, I think she has the flying squirrel as a guy, so God knows, you know what I'm talking about?
Manipulated him to be, to be her fall guy or whatever. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I mean, a good security system will prevent that from occurring, where, you know, I mean, there's, if you're really concerned, I'd be cautious about letting her control you and not, you know, you not feeling comfortable in your own house. You know, you can get a good security system will alert you of that. And I mean, people have safe rooms. You have a room that's sealed off and the event that somebody does break in, I mean, you just go to the safe room and call the police. You know, there's no reason that you should live in fear, you know, by, you know,
that's been done as we speak.
Good. Yeah, get that security system. I mean, you get cameras, motion sensors, you can get all that stuff. The technology is crazy these days. And it'll alert you of...
It's being done right now. It's been done at the top notch. A friend of mine, he does even army intelligence and all kinds of stuff like that. So
right. You set that up. That way you don't, you know... I mean, you know, people are crazy these days, not just her, but other people too, especially if you have a bigger piece of property, you know, people do bad things. There's some bad guys out there, so, you know,
I don't have a dog anymore to bark, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, they're good too. You know, I like Rottweilers myself. They're big boys, you know, but, yeah, I mean, security systems, you know, I think that's the thing. But again, I mean, the more you work on these exercises, here's the thing. Here's a crazy thing is that as you get rid of this stuff inside of you, the emotion, the curiosity, you know, the fear about her or the concern or the anxiety about her, the more you get get that cleaned up, the less likely she'll be, like, it influences her. She'll be less likely to do something crazy against you as you get yourself more cleaned up. I'm not blaming you for what's happening. I'm just saying is that she can probably sense those emotions off of you on a psychic level, and people tend to feed off of that stuff. But, you know, if you're neutral or you don't care, or you're not reciprocating, she'll tend to pull back more. That's my experience with those types of things. Does that make sense? Are you following me?
Well, I've been reading about that. They say that, what I've heard is that the less attention I pay to her, and the more, or anything, whatever it is, the more she'll be drawn onto that void, that in terms of coming towards me, because she feels that she's not that important anymore to me. So she'll try to come over.
Yeah, sometimes it can work that way, but in my experience, I mean, I'm not talking about it's like an energetic thing. It's like the less energy, the less emotion she feels from you, and the two of you are still connected, but the less emotion, the less energy that she feels from you, yeah, there may be a temporary thing where she tries to lash out and grasp that back and come over or whatever. But I think in the long term, the less that she feels, eventually it just gets like, you know, people normally feel like, okay, this is pointless. I'm not influencing him. He's over me. He's done. He's gone. So they tend to retract and pull back. That's my experience of what happens in these situations. Regardless, though, I mean, regardless of what she does, I still think it's healthier for your own sanity, to where you're not thinking about her, focused on her, fearful of what she might do, anxiety ridden. You know, there's no reason. I mean, that's not going to help you. There's no purpose in doing that. That's not productive. It's, you know, there's so many other things that you could be doing with your life and your energy than that. Does that make sense? Salvador. She is with Loyal Galaxy?
I'm sorry?
Are you asking me where she is with Loyalty?
Yes.
And Honesty? Okay.
This one here.
The woman that you're with now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about another woman. Okay. All right. I'm not usually wrong. I get confused sometimes. Now, this is the lady involved with the Kabbalah?
No. Just no.
Okay. Which woman are we talking about?
Bogota, the older.
Okay.
Colombia, the older one.
Okay. All right. Just a moment. Let me focus in here. Just a second. Give me just a moment, Salvador. I mean, Honesty feels pretty good. I don't see any big lies or scams, or that she's pulling one over on you. I mean, I could be missing something, but I'm not seeing that, Salvador. The other thing is that, there is a sincerity that she cares about you, that there's a special connection that the two of you have. I don't get a sense she's just, faking it or acting that way. I do get a sense of sincerity. The only thing is that I do get a sense there's like an anxiety, like she wants more, maybe something she wants to like grasp you, to attain you, to like not control you necessarily, but it's like there's this pull, there's this desire to have more, to like have you more a part of her life, where I guess there's not a distance where she feels like, you know, more stable, more consistent. There's anxiety about that. She's not just some women and men or whatever are comfortable with that. They're like easy come, easy go, no big deal. In the moment, I don't care about what happens in the future. I don't get that sense about her. There's more of an anxiety. There's some, and that's, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not that she's crazy. It's just who she is. There's, you know, a sadness, an anxiety, a desire to have more consistency, you know, more, more, you know, time, more everything. You know,
yeah, she's 52. She's 52. Remember?
Okay. No, I don't remember. I didn't remember that, but now it's kind of, I think you had told me that before. Now it's coming back to me. I try to remember. Actually, when I talk to you, no offense, but I try to forget as many details as I can when I get off the phone, because each time I talk to you, I like to go, you know, I like to use intuition, I like to use psychic based abilities, not my memory, you know, so you know, that's the way I work. And I tend to be more accurate that way. Like I don't take notes on clients. I each time I talk to you, I go into it fresh and new. And because of that, I tend to be more accurate, but that's my sense about her. I mean, feels comfortable, easygoing. There's probably a little bit of a money motivation there. I think with all women are probably genetically programmed to have that. You know, but I don't get a sense that's her primary thing with you. It's not just about money. She cares about you. She feels close to you. It's almost she's seeking more like emotional and intimate connection.
I see it. I'm seeing that. That's, you know, it's very strange, but maybe you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. We tend to try to reproduce what we were when we were kids. And this is where I am with her, because she's just like my mom and my grandmother.
Right.
I can tell she is. Even the setting, how she lives, what she has done in her life, it's all like my mother and my grandmother. Very right. Emotional, hardworking women, single, independent, tough, but very mellow, you know?
Right.
So I think this is a much better, I feel very comfortable in, because in the setting, I was trying to figure out why do I feel so comfortable here? Oh, is my mother and my grandmother in one, you know?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think she's a good woman, though, too. It's like she doesn't have a hidden agenda. You know, she's
the question.
Yeah, I don't see a hidden agenda. You know, especially like money, she's not, I mean, she wouldn't mind money. Most women wouldn't, but she, she's not the type of woman, she's not going to find some man with money and just do whatever she has to do to have the money. You know, she's not going to sacrifice herself. With you, she does feel a connection, an attraction, a chemistry. She, you know, and in fact, I think what she wants from you more is, you know, an emotional connection, an intimate connection. Like that's more important to her than the money, which is not a bad thing to have with a woman, you know.
And you should see her. You should see her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's 52, you know, looks about 35. And she is what you can call pretty in Colombia, just imagine, which is a bunch of pretty women here.
Right.
And I know her for years. And I was trying to figure out, I know her for about 5 years. But I used to date her sister years ago.
Right.
And I'm seeing that what I'm seeing is I'm getting real comfortable with her, but it's because it's familiar territory. You know what I mean? I'm just going back to where I was with my mother and my grandmother. It's almost amazing. I mean, it's too much. I mean, I love it. I love it. But anyway, I appreciate it. And that exercise from the face is very interesting. I need to read that.
It's wacky. It's weird when you first do it. And the first time I did it, I was like, this is crazy. This doesn't have it. This isn't going to work, you know? But then I tested it. It's like, in certain circumstances, I would use it and then I wouldn't use it. And I couldn't believe how radically different it is. You know, it's It's crazy how effective it is, but it's really good, like lesson six, for breaking that connection, like getting that, you know, it's the same thing that we did last night. It helps pull your attention back to where you're not feeling her stuff. You're not wearing her. You're not feeling her pain, her sorrow, her happiness, whatever. You know, you're just basically getting her off of you to where it's just Salvador, just Salvador.
You know, I feel like that. I feel relaxed. Although I have the tearing from the depression, I know I have it because I have it in both eyes. It's a weird sense of wetness in my eye that I can tell it's not me. You understand where I'm coming from?
Right.
It's a weird sense of having like two little tears in each corner of my eye constantly. It's a weird thing. It's very weird.
Right.
Very weird. But I can tell this is not me, you know, because I'm not crying. I don't have any issues.
Right.
You know, I'm doing good. I really thank you because, you know, since I met you, you got me way ahead. You helped me a lot.
Good.
And the funny thing is that everything that you have said, my friend Terry also has told me. So you've been corroborated.
Good. 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 Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Like, years ago, I was meeting a friend of mine for a cup of coffee, and I was walking through the parking lot. He was driving to meet me, and I was walking through the parking lot, and all of a sudden, the side of my body, the right side of my body went numb, and I fell over, and I dropped my briefcase. I fell on my knee, and I had this intense pain on the side of my body, and I was like, what the heck is that about? And I went in, I was waiting for my friend, waiting. He never showed up, you know, he never showed up. And I got a call from his wife later that night, and she said he got in a car wreck. And he got hit on the same side that I felt it on the side of my body. So you see what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
We were miles apart, but when he got hit, I felt that impact on my own body. Now, that was an indication to me that, whoa, wait a second, I'm not even sexually active with this guy. I'm not even in love with him. He's just a friend, and I'm picking up on this stuff. I need to get myself cleaned up. I'm sloppy about it. I need to get these people off of me. You know, I can still be friends, but I'm not going to wear him around on me like that, you know. So I had a teacher tell me one time, she goes, who's that guy, the musician, the guy with the long hair? I said, that's my brother. She never met my brother, but she could see him on me. And she said, do you like being him when you're sleeping with your girlfriend in bed? And I was like, you know what? That's a good point. No, I don't. And she goes, get him off of you. You're wearing him around. It's like, you know, my brother, I was wearing him around, you know? So that's the whole thing. You know, I would combine that exercise we did last night with this exercise. I think that'll help you a lot where you're not picking up on all that stuff as much. And there's one other exercise whenever you're ready to really kind of delete somebody out of your life, to get rid of them. It requires some work and some energy, but I use it. It's probably the most important exercise we have in the whole training. It's called replication. You get some more time. You know, I'd be happy to show that to you, or you'll get it in the lessons. So that's one other thing I can help you specifically with this, you know, with this specific issue that you're dealing with, you know. But, so are you okay for today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Actually, I'm going to ask you the $100,000 question. What am I going to do with Julia if she shows up in the door?
Well, I've been in those exact same situations myself. I can't tell you what to do. I mean, some ideas are, you know, and if she's got somebody else there, I would be concerned about her having somebody else there with her, even if you can't see them, you know.
Yeah,
so
what?
I mean, like if she shows up with a guy, even if he's hiding or something, I would be cautious about that. But I mean, that's up to you. I mean, you can open the door, you can talk to her, you can not open the door. I mean, if she starts doing something crazy or threatening to do something crazy or whatever, I would call the police. You don't want to involve yourself in that situation. You know, as soon as you take action yourself, I mean, you might be able to get away with it, but that complicates everything.
Well, she's on supervised parole, probation. She can't do nothing.
Right.
That's what you see there. That's what you see, that she's taking it easy. You know
Yeah,
what I mean?
She's taking it easy. I got that sense that she doesn't want to shoot. She'll do like little cowardly things that she can get away with easily, but she's not going to do anything big because,
she'll be in jail.
Yeah. And she has a taste of what it's like to be in the system, and she has no desire to make things worse for herself in that way. No desire, you know? So I think that's what stops her from doing any, you know, something more stupid. And,
she's messing around with me because I know she calls me and talks to me and becomes threatening or something, I'll just call the probation officer.
Right.
So she does think that she cannot be identified, is what I'm saying.
Right.
She's hiding.
Cowardly little, you know, actions like that, that, you know, she feels like, you know, she gets her fix. She feels like she's getting you back or reaching out or keeping you there, but she's not identifying herself. It's like, you know, it gives her that little fix inside, like an addict. She feels like it consoles her when she does that. But yeah, I mean, I could be missing something, but I don't see a strong risk of her doing something stupid that puts you in harm or showing up or something like that. I mean, possible. And it wouldn't hurt to, again, get that security system set up, but I don't think the probabilities are high.
You know what I'm seeing here right now? You know what I'm seeing here right now? I am in control because everything she's doing is because of me.
Right.
I am in control of her.
Well, if she didn't love you and care about you and open herself up to you more than anybody else that she ever has, she wouldn't be doing that stuff. If she didn't care about you or was indifferent to you, she'd walk away. That's the thing, is that she's showing everybody how crazy she is about you by her behaviors. That's the crazy part of it.
But she won't act on it to obtain the benefits of it because she can't handle it.
Yeah, that's the other crazy part. That's the irrational side. It's like, look, if you love them, try to, you know, make it happen. Tell them. Work on yourself. Get the relationship going. But she's not there. And I mean, she's closer than she was when you and I first started talking. But I don't get a sense that she's there yet and probably won't be for a while. And if she is, even if she shows up in a week and says, hey, this is stupid, I want to be with you, I care about you, I would be very cautious because, it could go south real fast.
Yeah, she's dealing with a threat. Just a threat type thing. She's dealing with a threat, not the whole rope. Yeah.
And I know it's difficult when a beautiful woman that you love shows up and wants to work it out again. It's difficult not to say no. But
I already told her no. I already told her no.
But at least like have conditions. Say, well, we could talk about this. You know, we could talk about it. At least have conditions. Like, don't just jump back into it. Set some conditions up. You know, that's the only thing.
I'm having a good time here, so I don't think I can give up. Now I'm valuing people for it from a different gold standard. You know what I mean? The gold standard is totally different now.
I think that's a healthy choice. But again, I mean,
people for whatever, you know, in terms of love, tenderness, caring,
respect.
And that's what
I think that's a better route to go. You know, I think that's a healthier, wiser choice. And I mean, you can have there's things, even with that woman that you're with now, there's things that you can do to spark off, to have that burning connection, that crazy intimacy. You know, we have methods in our training that you can bring that into a relationship. You know, a lot of the same ways that you felt with Juilliard, the good stuff, you can bring that into your current relationship. Even if it's not there as much, you can bring it in. There are ways to do that, you know? So,
You know, it's a sad thing that she doesn't speak Spanish, English, this girl here. I'll tell you honestly, she can barely read and write. But it's a different reading. There's a lot of reading and writing, but it's not the one we are used to. You know what I mean? It's a different person. It's a totally, I never, well, like I said, my mom and my mother, you know, all in one, you know, my
Right.
grandmother.
Right.
So I'm okay, you know. Actually, I talked to her about education and stuff, and she's really looking forward to, you know, get more things for herself done. And because she had to, she left her parents when she was 14 years old,
Wow.
because I think the mother was is a narcissistic person by what she describes. The
Right.
mother, she has a sister also. My ex-girlfriend, who her sister, is a narcissistic person by the book. She's by the book, just like Juilliard. She's the same person,
Right.
and I got a magnet for those, a special order magnet, I think. Anyway, so I talked to her, and she left at 14, did not get herself educated completely, and just went to work for her aunt. You know, she's a tough person. She owns a house. She has two kids in college right now in university. One a graduate already, is a master's. You know, this is a good person. That's the people I lived with when I was growing up. And that's why I'm feeling so positive here. But I'm glad I showed her to you. Very
Yeah.
good.
Yeah,
Very good.
I think too, just keep clearing out that stuff from Juilliard, because that allows you to that gives you the capacity to be in a new relationship. You know, when
Yes,
you
yes.
get that Juilliard stuff off of you, you're not getting woken up in the middle of the night and feeling all that stuff throughout the day. It's like you don't need that. That's not going to help you. That's not productive. That's an obstacle. You know, so keep using
Juilliard
those
is.
exercises to get, you know, I mean, it's not a, these exercises are not a one-time thing. I would make it for you right now, at least until you get out of the thick of things, make it a daily practice, like, you know, that curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity. I don't care. Like, do that a couple times a day. Do those less than six exercises a couple times a day, you know,
Oh my God.
and I can coach you through it. You can do it by yourself, or you and I can get on the phone. I can coach you through it. Now, if you want to get more time, I would recommend that you get a package instead of just, you know, call me up like this. You'll save a lot of money, you know, but that's one idea. But again, I think just keep the exercises up. Keep them up, and I think you'll
Yeah,
feel
that's what I'm
better.
doing.
Yeah,
Like I
you'll
told you
feel
in the
better. It's
airplane.
like, I mean, Salvador, if this stuff didn't work, I wouldn't be doing it now. I wouldn't be teaching it. I'm not a, you know, I don't want to make an idiot out of myself, and I'm not going to do something every day if it doesn't work, you know? So,
But I tell you, in that airplane, I did this thing of the putting Juilliard in the different walls, you know,
right.
moving around. And you know that you won't believe this because you've been telling me about all this shit, and so has Terry and everybody. But I realized how much damage she had done to me in that airplane.
Right.
I was able to erase her completely and
Right.
take a picture of her. I took a picture of her erased, you know, with the my feelings erased from her, and say, oh my God, she really had done a lot of damage to me, you know. But
Right.
I
It's like
told
you feel like
Terry.
a completely different person when you get it off of you. It's like, whoa, wait a second. It's like you feel like an ape jumped off your back, you know?
It's an objective look. It's an objective look.
Right. Right. Well, I'm
Very good.
happy that the exercises are going good for you. Just keep them up. Keep them up. And
Oh my God.
if you know, whenever you're ready to get some more work done with me, we can just do, you know, shorter, like 30-minute sessions, like get in there and get you cleaned up and then get off the phone. That way we don't eat all your time up. You know, whenever you want to get some more work done like that, you just give us a call, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Right, you take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.